I know. He'll be fired up, and you know, OC and I had a great relationship, and when he was here, but I know as a defensive end, they always want sacks, and a guy, you know, in practice he was in the backfield quite a bit, could have hit me a number of times, but you know, you can't hit the quarterbacks, you know. So, but well, hopefully our guys do a good job and keep him away. But you know, he's a tremendous player, and can still. Get to the quarterback.
Eli, I know you never look ahead, but with Dallas and the Eagles coming up on the road, how important does that make this game for you?
You know, they're all important, and this game, this is obviously a big one. At 2-2, you want to keep things going, hopefully get into the winning record territory, and keep on pace, and try to catch up with Dallas and Philly. They're both 3-1. So, you know, it's a huge game. Their offense has been scoring a lot of points. They've lost some close ones and been in there at the end in all the games. They're a talented team, so we got to make sure we're handling our business. I thought we had a good day of practice today, good energy, and we got to keep it going.
What's the key for your team to win?
You know, we just got to keep playing smart football. Can't turn the ball over. We got to run the ball. We got to get the ball out quickly, find completions, get it to our playmakers, and just have a great plan and go out there and execute.
Eli, when you go against a sack specialist like him, he was so good at the strip sack. Yep. Is holding on to the ball even more of a concentrated effort?
Yeah, you got to be aware. That's something you know, I've seen it a number of times. Just coming around the end, a lot of speed, and you know, it's one of those deals where maybe, you know, he might not have got a sack, but as you get that ball out or have it away from your body, he's gonna have that hand swiping in there to cause a fumble. And so he's really good at that. Know it firsthand, seeing it firsthand. So. You know, guys do a good job securing the ball and having it close to the body.
How much more important is first and second down, taking care of business, making sure he doesn't really get on the field?
Well, that can be important for us also. He's kind of the third down specialist. They'll bring him in some other times, but yeah, if you have you know, can be effective on first and second down, not have a whole lot of third and long situations, not have it where you got to hold the ball for long periods of time. That's always going to help out the offense. Well, you know, since he's sitting right by me, I'm not going to say anything nice about him. But you know, it does, it does, it helps just because he's done a great job, obviously running the football and getting this great production in the run game, but also catching the football. His pass protection, just you know, you can have him in there at all situations and do a lot of different things with him. So you know, that's gonna be helpful. We'll continue to grow in some different packages, you know, to move him around and to find ways to get him the ball in open space.
You kind of had this longer break, and you even without using the word momentum, kind of referred to that. Just how big a game? Do you feel as if it's, you know, that feeling still in the room? Did you kind of have to recapture it a little bit?
Yeah, you know, we kind of get back into it. We had a little practice Monday, and you know, probably wasn't as sharp as we wanted it to be, which can be normal kind of after a short week and I mean a long weekend, and you know, we weren't really game planning, but you know, I thought today was a lot better. Picking up the tempo. The offensive line was asking for it. I was kind of asking about a period whether we wanted to go no huddle. We wanted to huddle up, and the offensive line said, "Hey, let's go no huddle. Let's get the tempo going." So I think maybe they just want to get done with practice earlier. But they were calling for going up tempo, so we were doing that. And so I thought that, you know, we had good energy, enthusiasm, and good pace today, and that's what we like to see from practice. Guys are, you know, out there moving fast and hitting and doing well.